Yo, yo, we back again, Rap Names Podcast, but this is a very special edition of the Rap Names Podcast. It's Father's Day, you know, we had to pop out, man. We couldn't leave y'all without something to, you know, just something to get through the day with, something to chill with, you know. You know the voice, you know the hairline, it's me, it's Mari. If you're not following Bomb on social media, do that right now, at BOMM Podcast. On Twitter, on Instagram, Jerv, what's up, my boy?
What's good, fam? Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, my boy.
You know, happy Father's Day to all those out there. You know, I feel like today is a day where we, you know, we should show love to dads all the time. But, you know, today is a day, man. Get that extra big piece of motherfucking steak. You know what I'm saying? Make sure your hot dogs or your burgers is done hot to your liking.
Grill marks on it, all that.
Yeah. Today, you know, no disrespect. You know, I love the moms. You know, I understand the importance of moms. And, you know, shout y'all all out. But no disrespect. Today's just not y'all day, yo. It's just not your day. It's our day. Yeah. We earned that shit.
Yeah, you goddamn right. Listen, man, I have the doctor's report to prove that I earned this shit, man. He put some shit on there about my lumbar and about this and that. Like, you know, so listen, we put in the sweat equity, you know, we earned this shit. And like you said, we not saying, you know, moms ain't important. We know moms is important, man, all the time.
Super duper important.
Super, man. I'm, you know, part of the reason why I am who I am today is because of my mom. I love my mom.
Shout out to the moms. But today is not the day where you decide what we eat.
Yeah, it's not the day that you say, you know what? I know it's Father's Day, but can you? No, no, I can't.
I know it's Father's Day, but you know, I was really thinking we could go get something to eat from the Cheesecake Factory. No,
listen.
I don't want Cheesecake Factory today.
I'm gonna tell you this: when you say I know it's Father's Day, but stop right there. Just stop right there. Say this in your head: I know it's Father's Day, and then whatever you was gonna say after that, save it for the next day or the next week or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, and it is Rap Names, so we're gonna talk about our current music rotation. Right now, I'm only listening to Her's album for like the next maybe like week. I'm in love with her. Y'all know this. Look, my wife knows this too, so you're not gonna get no points telling on me or none of that. So, like, you know, I beat you to it. She already know. I'm listening to that shit, Jerv. I don't know if you tapped into it yet, man, but ooh, that shit is fire, bro.
Yeah, fam. That's actually what my rotation is right now. I'm listening to her album. I was in the mix. What was it? Thursday night into Friday.
Okay.
So I was in the wheel actually when it dropped.
Yep.
And I was just like, yo, fuck it. I'm gonna put this shit on. And yo, it's a good album, man. She's super duper talented. You know, her projects are dope. Mm-hmm. Her music is for everybody. Yep. It's for those in love. It's for those not in love. It's for those just trying to have a good time at night. It's for those that just, you know, whatever. But you know, at the end of the day, man, it's a solid project. Shout out to her.
Absolutely.
And, you know, keep that fire coming, fam. You know what I mean? Yes. You definitely got fans here. And, you know, maybe one day we'll get you on the Rap
Yeah, you know podcast. What? We need her. To. Let's start this at campaign her. At her. And because she already been pumping the hashtag BOMM, you know what I'm saying? Is you know, obviously, right. Obviously ours is something different than, you know, hers is back on my mind, but she know what it is. Like, she know those four letters is something special. So let's add her and let's get the campaign started to get her on the pod, man. Even if we get on there for 5 minutes, it don't matter. Like, we just want to speak with her, you know what I'm saying? I had a dad ass weekend though, Jerv. I had a super dad weekend this weekend, bro. So my baby girl's school contacted us because we moved recently, and so her report card got sent back to the school. So the school was right around the corner. So I went over there, I picked up that. But before that, I was at the chiropractor, bro. I went to the chiropractor early in the morning, got an adjustment for the first time in my entire life, and like that shit changed my life, bro. It changed my perspective on just life, like. God.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm a little older than you. So I've been down that road.
Man.
You know, I've gotten the adjustments. And you know, bro, real rap, bro. I know as men, you know, our whole thing is, yo, we just, you know what I mean, we don't do this, we don't do that.
Thug it out.
Hey man, yeah. self-care is super duper important, man. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck if you like to get your toes done, you know what I mean, or if you like to get whatever done, dog.
Yeah.
Get that shit done, man. Because at the end of the day, taking care of yourself, doing the little tiny things, take care of your family, make sure they all good. But at the end of the day, man, you know what I'm saying? It's only one you. So you got to take care of yourself, because if you don't take care of yourself, there's people that's relying on you that's going to be fucked up.
And like you say, your family depend on you. But shit, if you don't take care of yourself, you ain't got nothing to get them. You know what I'm saying? So you have to go get that done. I think I'm gonna make this my routine. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make this like really part of my routine, bro. I'm gonna start going to go get this more often, because it relaxed me on a completely different level. It let me know that everybody's back is probably in worse condition than they think it is, because you don't know, like you've been dealing with it so long. It might have been 2 years you've been getting up with back soreness, back tightness, and you like, yo, whatever.
Think about it, bro. All them times that you determine, yo, I'm only making one trip from the car with
absolutely
all these groceries. That shit fuck you up, bro.
Every time,
that shit fuck you up.
Yeah, every time. Yeah, your posture and everything, like the way you sitting in a meeting,
you know,
whatever. When you sitting recording something, like, you know, it is what it is. So that's my message. That's our message to you guys. Go out there and get yourself taken care of.
Yeah, let me just add to that real quick. Naturally, I had a dad low key weekend too,
mm-hmm.
On some self care stuff. I'm super proud of myself. I went to the doctors this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, and I answered all the questions truthfully.
Truthfully, honestly, that's
you know
important.
What I'm saying? I didn't turn down any test that my mans was talking about.
Yeah.
I did get a little nervous because, you know, I'm 40. And, you know, we had to have that conversation about, you know, the colonoscopy.
Yep.
Listen, man,
we know what you're talking about.
I'm from the hood, dog. I'm from the hood. I don't know. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, dog. So I just was like, real rap. And, you know, I looked him dead in his eyes and I said, yo, I got to get this joint now. And he was like, nah, yo, you know, the age now was 45. And I said, cool.
Yeah, we'll holler in 5 years,
dude. Yeah, we holler. Yeah. And you know, he let me know. It's not what your pop and your grandpa and all them got back in the day. You know, he was like, yo, you count to 10, you sleep, you wake up, it's over.
It's over.
And he was like, you know, there's really not that much pain, because I was nervous. You know,
yeah,
what I mean? I was nervous.
Rightfully
bro.
So, yeah. Yeah, not rightfully so, dog. But that's good shit right there, too, because it's going to be somebody out there that's your age, maybe even at the age where they need to get that done. Or my age, where they know it's a part of their future, and that they listening to somebody that they listen to every single week, somebody they tap in with, somebody they fuck with, and just you giving them that to ease their mind on it is good shit. But that was my weekend. Was a chiropractor, picked up baby girl report card. We went to the food trucks. They got the food truck Fridays back popping again in my neighborhood and shit. So we did that, and you know that. I'm good now, bro. I'm chilling. Like, today is my day, man. I'm chilling. That's absolutely what it is. I want to talk about something, though, man. Shout out to my man, Dwight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my dog, man. My man, Neo. Y'all probably know him better as Neo. I saw him and my man, Jerv, here having a conversation about diapers, right? You know, and it took me back to a dark place, bro. A very brown place, if you will. Green sometimes. All type of shit, you know. Literally.
Liquidity at times.
Yeah. So I want to talk about this because I know that this is a problem that's affecting every household, especially if you're like a new father. You don't even know how the shit got up their back, because this happened to me one time, right? So it was with baby girl, right? Baby girl is now 6. She'll be 7 later this year, September, right? When baby girl came home, she had one of the worst, like, this was maybe after, like, I want to say, like, 6-7 months, maybe, something like that. She had one of the worst diapers I've ever seen in my life. I had to take her clothes off. I wanted to throw them away. I had to take the diaper off her. It was shit up her back, up to, like, damn near her shoulders. I had to give her a bath, bro. Like, she had to legit get a bath, and I didn't understand how the shit got from ass to shoulder, like ass to neck. How? Like, how? I'm sure you've went through this before, bro. I know you have.
Facts. and you know, shout out to all the little angels out there that make us fathers.
Yes.
And you know, hopefully one day, when we out here with you know, mansions and shit like that off of the pod.
Yeah.
You know, our little ones go back and listen to these pods and be like, damn, our peeps really loved us. But my boo-boo one time had a, you know, and it came at the most worst time for me.
They always do.
Moms and dads, you know, mom and dad is, you know, trying to get out the door for work. Grandma yep. pulls up to do the sitting. And, you know, it's I get the, yo, babe, can you, you know, go, can you change it real quick? Yeah, yeah, I got it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. And then I open that diaper, bruh. Well, before I open the diaper, I see the stain on the back going through the onesie, right? And off top, I was like, well, this onesie's done. I got to get the fuck rid of this junk.
Yeah.
And I took off the, you know what I'm saying? This was my first time experiencing it, right? I took off the diaper. And I just, you know, I'm cleaning, you know, it's liquidy. The shit literally is dripping on the floor. And I'm like, oh, shit, because her mom is super duper, you know, shout her out. But she's super duper, like, clean, right? Yeah. Like, she's, you know what I'm saying? So shit falling on the floor. And, you know, it's dead. You know what I'm saying? I know it's happened to her, right? Whether I was there or not, I know yep. it happened to her, right?
But she going
to
act like it never did.
And so I'm like the Rudy Gobert of diaper changes all of a sudden, right? Like, I suck, dog. Like, I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trash. And I just was like, you know,
Rudy Gobert is the diaper. That's the joke.
Yeah. Here. So then I picked her up, I picked Haven up, and I look, and this shit's all on her back. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, as you know, we being men. We know how to clean ourselves,
right?
But you know, learning how to clean your daughter, you know, you gotta wipe a certain way because you don't want, you know,
bacteria
and all that shit that we don't necessarily even have to worry about. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? And bro, that shit was like on her back, her shoulder. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's like on her ankle, in between like the fucking toes. The
wipe me down. So wipe me down might have been invented thinking about a shitty diaper. Shoulders. Red. Chest, pants, shoes, wipe me down. That's a shitty diaper song. That's what it is.
And then, like, even recently, bro, like, now, you know, with Haven being two,
mm-hmm.
I'm at the real shit age.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, going to be like, solid.
Like, shit is real shit now.
Absolutely.
Like, goddamn, boo, what you eat?
Nah,
you
know, that's like
that type
we need
shit.
To put, we need to put one of these bills in your name or something like that. You shitting like that in the house,
You shitting. But listen, man, let me just, you know, I just want to give slight, you know, just a little word of encouragement, a little bit of advice, man. For all the dads out there, man, you know, maybe you've been blessed so far and you've had, you know, you shooting 10 for 10 from the free throw line, you know what I mean, with these diapers, right? Like, you probably rocking and rolling. When that one come, don't get rattled. We've all been there. It
happens. Keep your composure, right?
Keep your composure because, you know, be careful because just because that shit in the diaper don't mean if you got a little boy that piss ain't about to come, bro. You got to be ready to duck that shit. I haven't been there.
I was just about to tap into that because, like you said, you touched on something very important when it comes to, you know, listen, I was fortunate enough to have my nieces and my nephews when I was younger. So I was on diaper duty a little bit because I used to want to hang out with them. I used to want to have them at the house, kick it with them. You know, these my people. These my little peoples, you know. So I dealt with that before. Now, I wasn't prepared for when this was mine, but I had experienced a little bit. So now with my daughter, like you said, I had to learn, like, okay, I'm going to run through half of these packs of wipes to make sure she's clean. We just going to have to buy 30 packs of wipes because – I'm not using just two. I'm sorry.
Listen, bro.
I'm using 13 wipes.
I don't mean to cut you.
Nah, go ahead, dude.
But listen, all the new dads out there, right? Listen, man. Listen, if your wife listening, I'm gonna give her 5 seconds. Just ask her to step out the joint. I mean, we talking right now, right?
Yeah, this is us. For you. This is for the homies. You know what I'm
saying? Listen, right? So, well, all the misses, you know, no disrespect. Just step out for one.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Hope you having a good day, man.
You know what I'm saying, listen, yeah. Go get some water, please. You deserve it. You earned that
water. Yeah, hell yeah. Right? Yeah.
You earned that water. But now that they gone, listen, man, go to fucking Sam's Club, go to BJ's or whatever your whole
use them wipes. Prime. Fuck what she talking about.
Stock up, bro. Use them motherfucking wipes.
Fuck what she talking about.
I don't care if she told you're supposed to be able to do it with one, dog. I don't give a fuck.
Fuck
use 12 wipes.
Nigga, use listen.
12 wipes, yo.
Listen, when she come back and be like, wow, that was a big dot. Yeah, yeah, she shitted a lot. She peed a lot. Whatever. Yeah. It's 40 wipes in there. So what? Do your thing, listen, bro.
Use 12 wipes, B. Use 12 wipes. And I don't know how it worked for everybody else, man. Remember the... Listen, make sure you cream them down afterwards, too.
Yes.
Man. Put their cream on, yo. Yep. I know. Listen, I get it. I get it, fam. I get it. You don't want to do that shit because your missus or the moms or whatever your situation may be done told you. She done dictated how it's supposed to go down. And now you just want to be a rebel and be like, I ain't doing that shit. Do that shit.
Do it, bro. Nah, that ass. Like, really, really, you
going to cream them down, yo.
Please do.
Cream them down, yo.
For real. Real shit. But like he said, so we handled that part. So now having a boy, my son is 2, right? So now... You would think that we way more comfortable because it's like, yeah, I'm a man. Like I'm used to the, you know, whatever. I've never wiped another male's ass. So I've never had to wipe off another male's balls or none of that either. Like his inner thigh, none of that. But with my son, that's my son. It's my last name right there. That's my dog. So I had to do that. Now, I don't know what they told you in, you know, science books or fucking health class or the Googles, as they call them. Morning woods start early, son. Like, it starts very early, like, from the womb damn near, because my son wake up, if I got to change him on the wake up, the joint is up, and I'm like, bro, put that away, please. You know what I mean? Like, I know you can't control it. I understand. You don't even know what I'm saying right now, but put that away. You know what I'm saying?
Gotta relax, youngin.
Yeah, stand down. Yeah, stand down, soldier, please. And then, you know, he'll relax or whatever. It's cool. But it's like, it's way easier as far as like cleaning. You just got to make sure that you see the signs and you look at his face before he like shoot off. Cause he's going to,
they're going to let you know, bro.
They're going to make a face at you. It's going to look like they don't know the answer to a test. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to look like you asked them to break down a Raekwon bar and they're going to be like, when you see that face, cover it up right away.
Anytime your child, fun fact, bruhs, and listen, man, I know the missus is back now because they not leaving for that long. So welcome back,
yeah,
babies.
Welcome back.
You know what I'm saying? But listen, bruhs, ladies, for all the new parents out there, that concerned look that your child has, that concentrating look, I'm gonna tell you something. They not trying to figure out their moves for the day.
Nope.
All right. They not trying to figure out what they about to eat. They not trying to figure out, you know what? I think I want, dog. They about to shit. They about to piss. Get ready. Duck.
Yep. Yes. Please do. Duck. Cover that shit up. Do what you got to do. Find shelter in some way, shape, or form because it's about to get ugly. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. That's our advice to you. Now, if you choose to listen to this or not, it's completely up to you. Just don't say we didn't tell you.
And I'm going to just wrap it up with this. I'm going to just say this to y'all, bro, and ladies. I just got shatted on a couple days ago.
Hey.
Just got shatted on, yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying? Looked down. I said, what the fuck is – come on.
The ultimate betrayal.
Right, the ultimate betrayal. And then what made it worse, I stepped down on the floor to get up. Oh, no. It's on my foot. It's on my foot, but let me just say, listen, Hov did that so you ain't got to go through that. I'm about to put you on. Don't spaz. I drew. My baby girl got, she started getting upset or whatever the case may be. She started look like she was in trouble. She was wrong. And it's like, nah, you not wrong, boo.
Yeah, daddy, you good.
I fucked up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I fucked up. You know what I mean? That's on me. I'm not dumb. I saw the signs.
Yep.
I saw the signs, bro. But you know what I said? I'll be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, this ain't it this time. No, bro, it's that 100%. 10 out of 10 times, that look means that. Yo.
Even when it ain't, it's it. Just assume that even when it ain't.
Assume it is.
Absolutely.
Assume it is.
No, that's facts. That's facts. He just dropped a good word on y'all, man. Please, if you need to rewind that, if you need to run that back, write down a note, whatever you need to do, play this again and again and again because these are things you're going to need. Like I said, whether you listen to him or not, it's on you. But don't say we didn't tell you. We tried to warn you. We're giving you the manual. We're giving you some free gems right now. So just take them, man. You know what I'm saying? That kind of wrap up, you know, that part. This is all I want to talk about before we get up out of here, man. We know you guys got a lot of shit planned. Don't let nobody tell you that. What happened?
You know what, good brother? Let me just stop because you do a lot of bigging me up, right?
Yeah.
As a dad on this joint, right?
Yeah.
But I want to do this part. I want to ask you this question because I feel like you don't give yourself enough flowers and enough roses, right? You know what I'm saying? You always shouting me out, and I'm humble. I'm appreciative, right? You know what I mean? Poobs came on, shouted me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm appreciative, fam. But you don't get enough flowers, B. And it's Father's Day. And if you don't hear this shit from nobody else, you know what I'm saying? You're going to hear this shit from me today, man. Good. You are a dope-ass dad. You are, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, you know what I mean? Whether it's the do-rags with the young king in the making, or whether it's baby girl, you know what I'm saying? Putting the grass on your sneaks, and you just eating that shit, bro. I want to shout you out because one of the hardest things in this world that I've experienced is making that transition from being yourself to a dad, right? Mm. So I wanted to shout you out, and I have to ask you this, you know, super duper important question. You know, I know how I talk to you on the regular.
Yeah.
I know how much it means to you, right?
Yeah.
But like, what does being a dad really, like, what does it really mean to you? And if you need to pause for a second, go get yourself some Kleenex.
Yeah, man.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Because I get it, bro. But I got to know.
First and foremost, I want to say thank you, bro. You know, that shit means a lot to me. You know, none of what I do is ever for, like, to get, you know, it's not performative. It's not, you know, that. And I know that you're not saying it for those reasons. And I know that anybody that ever gives me that compliment is not saying it for those reasons. They really genuinely think that. And I want to say, you know, thank you. You know how I feel about you as a dad. You already know. So I appreciate you. What being a dad means to me is, it's like I damn near can't even put it into words, because like coming up, you always got the fantasy in your head of being like the dad you saw on TV, or like the dad you got in your house, or your uncle or your brother or whoever the male role model you have in your life. You want to see yourself as that, right? You want to be that to somebody one day. And a lot of times, a lot of people end up growing up to be the adult that they needed when they were young, like as a bar from Ransom, as a matter of fact, right? Shout out to Ransom. And so it's like, to me, it gives me a purpose on a whole new level, because I know what I'm here to do. I know what I'm here for. But my kids make me feel so, they make me feel like everything I do is worth it. The extra hour I put in at work, the extra hour I put in recording something or editing something or doing anything, just going hard at something, thinking about how I can be better in life, is directly because of them. Because if it, you know, when it was just me, it's easy when it's just you, because the responsibility falls on you and you alone. But when it comes down to these kids who, you know, they rely on you, they look up to you, they love you, they appreciate you, and they cherish you, even if they can't put it into words yet, even if your kids are too young to put it into words, you know that they appreciate you, but you can see it in the actions. You know what I'm saying? And one of the one things I make sure I do is I never make my kids feel like they're a burden to me, no matter what. I don't care if I had a shitty day at work. I don't care if I'm swamped right now. If my daughter want to show me something she got on the tablet, I'm going to look at it, because I'm going to treat her like she is who she is in that moment, and not like she's added on to my list of things I have to do. That's not, it's completely separate. My son is the same way. So it's like, and that's my advice to parents, is be patient with your kids, because in those moments, they want to share their happiness with you. That's important. These are kids, bro. They don't even fully grasp the concept of love just yet, but they know they feel it. And they're showing you when they put the, you know, in those actions right there. So what being a father means to me is that I mean something to this world that's beyond anything I can put into words, because I'm changing the future right now through my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I went and picked up baby girl report card, and seeing those good remarks that her teacher has, or getting a text from the teacher about how good she is, it make me feel better about myself and the job that I'm doing at home along with my wife. And like my kids are my life, bro. Like they really are my life, but I'm still somebody outside of that. You know, it's not just like, oh yeah, I'm just a parent and that's that. I'm still me. I'm their parent. That's my most important job in the world. I don't care no matter what else is going on. That's my most important job, is being a father to my three kids, my two daughters and my son. That's, it means everything to me. You know what I'm saying? If I could just say that, it means the world to me. Like, absolutely. 100%. So same question to you. Same question to you. How, you know, and everybody sees Jerv, you know, online. And Jerv said, always give him his flowers. And I'm going to do it again, bro. Listen, I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you always, bro. I see, you know, you post things with Haven. in the morning, I text you multiple times, like, bro, that shit made my day, bro. That shit made me smile, man. That shit made me happy, or, you know, whatever, just because I can see the joy in your face, you know what I'm saying? And you somebody I look at as a role model in this shit too, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, as a black man, as a man, period, but especially as a black man, you know what I'm saying? Like, historically, they don't look at black men as the model fathers or the model citizens, whatever, because of whatever reason. But we're actively changing that shit, and you somebody at the forefront of that too. So I want to say I always appreciate you for being that for your family and being that for your kids. But, you know, what does being a father mean to you?
So first and foremost, you know, appreciate it. And before I, you know, I just want to shout my pop out. I appreciate everything he's done for me. And he provided a good foundation of an example, you know, for myself, whether it was, you know, when he worked a 9-to-5 and, you know, he was in construction waking up, and he would take me on Saturday mornings, be at my football game or my basketball game or my baseball game at 8 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that, you know, how I am, you know, I appreciate being able to sleep in past 5 o'clock some days.
Nah, that's bro.
But to me, being a dad, man, it's legitimately everything to me. I knew what I wanted to be in my life, as personal goals and stuff. But I can say that since the second Haven was born and she squeezed my finger, before she could even open her eyes.
Yeah.
Since that moment in my life, I've wanted nothing more than to just be a good father.
Yeah.
You know, I did not start off hitting. I did not start off well. You know what I mean? I would come home to the fam, and I would legitimately like, you know, go, you know, like think about like, oh, I just want to go upstairs and shower real quick, and then I'm gonna come down, you know. And it wasn't until her mom was just like, yo, you know, you got to come in and say good morning. You know what I mean? Or like, or hello, or something, you know, something. Yeah. And I would say, I wasn't doing it on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just you get used to just being a certain
I was just in a certain way, and that's how it was. So I make a point every day that I possibly can. Shout out my best friend. She told me to always, and you know, I drop this on anybody if you already don't, or if you know, if you have a daughter and you just looking for something to do. You know, she put me on to, you know, I tell my daughter every day, yo, you're beautiful.
Yep.
You are smart.
Yep.
And you are loved. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I tell her that every single time. I give her hugs every second that I can. I ask for hugs all the time.
Yep.
I mean, it's to the point now, bro, where I can see her legitimately like be like, like, she'll come give me, like, the little bullshit, Joan. Like, damn, nigga, I just gave you a hug, like, 5 minutes ago.
It only get better, bro, because, like you said, like, I, every single morning when she seeks me out, she'll see me and be, hi, daddy. And I'm like, what's up, bro? I give her a hug. I give her a kiss. Yeah. Or she'll give me a kiss, and I'll be like, you look so pretty, boo. She'll be like, thank you.
Yeah.
And
that's
every day, bro.
You know, I haven't made that transition yet because of age. I'm starting to get there where I'm starting to have to, you know, talk to her and say, yo, you know, if you keep doing this, you know, I'm going to take this from you, right? Like, I'm at that point now with her, you know, where like, you know, because I'm at the twos. It ain't been terrible yet, knock on wood, but it's been something, right? Something. And I can slowly see it starting to happen. And but after every conversation, even though she's two and I don't know if she's really comprehending it, but she can tell my vibe. She knows words. She knows what things
absolutely
mean. I tell her, you know, listen. You know, when I just tell her something, I'm like, yo, I still love you.
Yeah, I still absolutely.
Care. You know, I, you know what I mean? You, but daddy had to do this, right?
Yeah, facts.
So, I, you know what I mean? I say all that, man, to say, listen, I don't know what I'm doing. I have no idea, dude. I just know that, like, you know, I just want to be fun for as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And while she allows me to be affectionate with her and always show her love, my job is 100% just to make sure that whatever it is that she wants to do, she understands her place and what she should expect from anybody on any level, what she should expect from any, you know, from any environment, yep. all them type things. So pick up on vibes, man. And, you know, there's a lot of times people got to tell me about stuff, you know what I mean? Be like, yo, you know, you need to do this. You know, you need to do that. And then, you know, I just make unselfish decisions and change my flow up or whatever the case may be, because, you know, I do, you know what I'm saying? Mine's is too. Right? Yeah, yeah. Yours is older than that. Yeah. I'd be a fool not to listen to you or to hear you.
Yeah, yeah.
When you tell me something.
For sure.
You've been here before. Yeah. I haven't. Right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's no man you want on this thing. But I'll just say it's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I was listening to a radio station today in Philly. And they were talking about, like, dope dads, like, you know, dads that would go, that always went the extra mile for, like, their kids on, like, movies and TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And one boy said John Q.
Man.
Bruh, let me tell you.
Listen, dog, that John Q is that's the mold right there, bro, because that's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to take it to that level.
I was just about to say, bro, like I ain't no square, never been a square, but like I'm washed, right? Like yeah. I'm a civilian.
Absolutely.
I did a little too much here and there through life a couple times, allegedly, but like allegedly. I'm a civilian. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Right?
100%. Yo, I'm as close to washed as I can get without getting the monarchs and the jeans shirts like you're talking about, right? Like I'm there and I accept it and it is what it is.
Yep.
But I tell you this, bro, I can't watch that movie. I have yet to watch that movie post Haven.
Oh, I haven't watched it since I had kids. I have not watched it.
I watched it before and I knew what it did to me because I told myself, there's no way in hell I wouldn't do that for my kid. And I can tell you right now, bro, like I love life. You know what I'm saying? Through its ups and downs, I love life, man. Yeah. I want to see what anything can be for me. You know, I want to see what could possibly happen. I want to see what Haven turns out to be, right? I want to see what her kids turn out to be and, you know, and so forth and so forth. Mm-hmm. But man, if it came down to that type of situation for her to have hers,
I'm going all out.
If you think that, you know, Mari and I, we just saying this stuff to say it. No, like I'm just being real, bro. Like when you have a child,
all the parents know. They already know that we like that feeling when we said it. Like I'm going all out. I'm willing to do that. They already know. Like it's something that's just in you that makes you already know, bro. You know, it's just what it is.
Peep it, right? Like, your job as a parent, right, you personally, is to make sure that you're free. Have whatever they decide to be, your job is to not make 100%, you know, if you can make it happen, but your job is to put them in the best position in life in order for them to live out their dreams.
Yep.
And at that point in time in life, with John Q and his son, it was only one option.
That's it. That's it. And he had to do what he had to do. You know, when you... And you know, you started this off by talking about, you know, the example that your pops set for you. And I want to say, you know, rest in peace to my pops. It's been 3 years now. 2021 is 3 years since my pops been gone. My pops lived a great life. You know what I'm saying? That's why the reason why when I reminisce about my pops, I'm way more happy than I am sad that he's gone. You know, I still miss him. I still miss talking to him about football and, you know, going to go pick him up, get a beer with him, break some bread with him, go get something to eat, you know, shit like that. But I'm at peace with the life my pops lived because the legacy he left lives on through me. My pops would do things like my pops worked, you know, he worked these long hours. But when he get off work at night and I'm waiting up for him, he'll walk in. And me as a kid, I'm not grasping the fact that, like, he's tired. I'm like, he's home. And I want to pick me up and, you know, run me through the house on his, you know, on his shoulders and shit like that. He would do it every single night, bro. His back probably was screaming at him. You know what I'm saying? He probably was tired as fuck. He probably was irritated from work, whatever he was dealing with. And he never made me pay for that. You know what I'm saying? And I understand the older I got, how privileged I was having that, because not a lot of people had that. Not a lot of people had parents that had patience with them or, you know, separated their life from, like, okay, my kid wants this. I have to separate what they want from what I want right now and treat them as an individual situation. My kid is happy to see me. They're happy to share a moment of happiness with me. I have to share that with them and exist within that. And that's what brings me the most peace, to be honest, because anything that happens outside of my house is whatever. When I get home, that's my sanctuary and my peace, and they make me feel, you know, complete. And I feel like I'm doing my pops a great service, great justice, you know, being the way I am to my kids because of how he was to me. So, you know, I want to say that to my pops. Shout out to my pops for everything he gave me, you know, all of that, you know what I'm saying? And it's just ill, bro. Like you said, just to kind of like bring it all together, wrap it up. But like that, the John Q shit, like you said, bro, I never even thought about that until just now. I have not watched that movie since I had kids. Like, I don't even know what it'll do to me right now. I'm dead serious. I don't know. Bro.
Listen, it's one of them things where I refuse to watch it.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about that. I may have to watch it soon just to see kind of like where I'm at with it. And once I get like 30, 35 minutes in, I'll see. And I'll report back to you and I'll see if I can do it. But, you know, again, before we get up out of here, we just want to say happy Father's Day to, you know, all the fathers, man. You know what I'm saying? Your fathers, your father. Uncles. Yeah, your uncles, your brother. Anybody who ever taught you valuable life lessons and played that role in your life. You know, anything, man. You know, it is what it is. Shout out to all the real men. And I'm not talking about just somebody who laid down, had sex with a woman, and, you know, you were technically on paper, you were dad. Like, you're a bozo. Get the fuck out of here if you're a deadbeat. Like, it's not even...
Yeah, I don't get that.
We're not respecting any of that type of shit. You don't even count, son. Like, you really don't even count. But yeah, shout out to all the expecting fathers. Everything, man. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, if you're listening to this, you got a, you know, father around and, you know, your man, you know, whatever, man. Treat him good. Let that man get some peace. If you about to wake him up to go kill that spider, let him sleep for 30 minutes. Let that spider rock out, man. They're going to see each other when they see each other. And that's going to be that. But it's been another episode of the Rap Names Podcast, Special Father's Day Edition. Continue to rate, subscribe, review, follow Bomb on Twitter and on Instagram. And we out, man.